Okay, we're in Siman Shin Aleph Sif Mem. Kova Shumispashet Lahalan Meirosho Tefach. A hat that spreads out beyond the head one tefach. Osala Nicho Barosha, you may not place it on your head. Afilu Babais, even in your house. Mishum Ohel, because that would be making a tent. Okay, let's see what kind of tent we're dealing with here. Simin, Sifkat and Kuf Nun Aleph, Shumispashe, it spreads out. Vidavka Keshahoya Hasafa Shahotzia Kosha Biyoser Ve'eno Nichbof. That's only if the brim, the edge that goes out, is hard, stiff, very much, and it's not bendable. Then it's considered like a tent, a house, whatever. But if it's not hard, it's just like any garment. Okay, even if it goes out of tefah, that's not considered an ohel. And the sif after this, the matir, where the Shulchan Aruch will allow you to go out with a hat, kishuhum muhuda kal rosho, when it's very stuck very well, fitting onto your head, married speaking, kishu ain okosha, where it's not hard, v'nichvav, and it's bendable. Hoda maribish ain rochav tefach be'asofar, it's not a tefach beyond the edge. Okay. Kufnanalf, Mishum Olkas of a tent. Av She'ain Ohel below Tvanas. Aye, there's no such thing as a tent without walls. Mikomokom Chashiv Ohel Arai. It's considered a temporary structure. Vasumid Rabban, it's rabbinically not allowed. Kimin Shinasa has Sophilios Litzel, since the brim is made for a shade. Lahage Mithnea Shemesh to protect you from the sun. So that's considered a tent.
Like a baseball cap?
We'll see. Got some pictures coming up. We'll soon see. There's a lot of Mishabura to navigate. Yeah. It's a long piece. Vekova Shikorim Breitlech. And hats that are called Breitlech, Beloshen Ashkenaz in German. Afal Pi She Mishpashid Lahalamerosh, even though the edges do spread out from the head. Baruch Bo Tefach, and it's with a Tefach. And we see people are lenient in this area. The rabbis write to judge favorably. Kamat studying betam hater, many ways of looking at a leniency. Echad, number one, kaven shena kosher. Number one, it's not hard. V'nichvach lamata, and it bends down. Okay, this is the hat he's saying is permitted. Look at the cis pick. That's our hats. Our black hats.
Right.
It's not stiff. A black hat is not stiff. You can bend the brim. The brim is very bendable. It's not stiff. Okay? So that's number one.
Why would it matter if the brim is bendable?
Well, when you walked out, that was an important part you walked out on. All right? We said if it's stiff, it makes it like a tent.
Okay.
Makes it like a covering. So since this is bendable, ein bo chashis, there's no concern for prohibition. V'hainu kishe'ein munach bo niyar kasha. And that's if you don't have a hard niyar, paper.
If a stiff carton hasn't been inserted in the brim, I guess to make it harder.
Okay, v'afilu im hu kasha, even if it is hard, hello, Adam is scabbily vashal, so you don't intend on it being a shade for you. Rak mechavin lechasas rosh, you just intend to cover your head. Vachadim asafa osu bishupua, and also if the lip is made at an angle. Gamke yeshut sadet delo mikri o above, and says also not considered a tent if it's at an angle. Okay. So therefore, our felt hats aren't so hard. Okay, Ubelia Rabba, because Eliyahu Rabba writes, the Tama Oilam Hu, the reason why everyone does it, is Mishum de Soim Chinas al Shitas Rashi, they rely on Rashi, Visiyoto and his group, the Sfirla, they hold She'ein Bakova Israel called. Rashi holds there's no such thing as a hat being a tent, period, under any circumstances, as would logic would dictate. I mean, what do you care? You're wearing the hat to protect yourself. That's what a hat's there for. And if you're protecting yourself from the sun and the shade, that's a, you don't live in a hat. Okay? It's a bit ridiculous. You know, you're living in your hat? So I guess I'm living in my shirt. So I put a shirt on, I'm making a tent. No? Right? Ulafize comes out of filo bekapelush. Even the kapelushes. And we're going to show that picture of Shukash. It's hard. Via barocha v'asof ha-tevach, and you have a tefach hard around. Kam kedein liv chos v'mokam shenagel. You shouldn't protest in place with a lenient. Ashim yistam and asa sof ha-bezul etzel. Even though you've made this brim for shade. Okay, and that's the middle picture. It's a straight hat. Straight hat. It's straight. That's
the
all.
The chassidim wear? They have more stiff?
Yeah,
so I don't know.
They don't bend down. Huh?
They're not. They're hard. So they're hard. It's a big deal. It's a hat.
Right.
Just don't get it. It's on your body. I mean, I certain things. I just anyway. Okay. Ubamakam shalonogol lahagol was that, but in a place where the custom is not to be lenient for that type of hat, bavadi yesh lahachmer gadashon loy should be strict like the shulchan aruch. And the bracket says shu'al das harach. Rambam ve'oruch Rabbeinu Tam ve'harav amagid. So there's a number of people who hold that way. And if you're in that place where they're strict, lo ilbosh b'shabes kapelush rochos. You shouldn't wear such a hat that's wide like that. V'gam b'skis v'ari oser b'kapelush. Also, the Ari doesn't allow this. Now, all right. Now, yesh nimnoim. They're those who hold back. Milaseis hatalas shel mitzvah al habretel b'shabes. Some do not permit themselves to put their talus over their hat. You have a hat, you put your talus over it. Kidesha talus mikan mikan. Now the talus is on both sides, it's draping over. Kamot vanas. Now they become like walls. Take a look at the final picture over here. Because when you had the hat, you didn't have walls. Now you're putting the talus over it, you're making walls. So some won't like that, even if the hat's okay, but now you're making walls around it. Look at Rav Avram, Shemafafek B'tamah Min Hagam. He questions these customs. If it's safe for Machzer Shekel, Miyashim Elam Hashem, Tzir Machzer Shekel, says why it's okay. Umizen Ishtar V'yom Aminik She'ein Machasim Hashem B'Shavs V'Talos B'Eis HaTfilah HaFilah Kova Kutin. Whoa, and from here you have the custom that some don't put a talus over their heads on Shabbos during their davening, even when they're wearing just a kippah. My God, shum tam v'rech, and there's no reason for that. He's saying some have the custom not to. There's no reason for that. Easter Nisias parasol. How about a parasol, umbrella? Bishabishu Asulitzel, it's made for shade. Well, we're getting to all the hot topics over here.
Calm down.
Yeah, where is it now? Allah Adam Lahogne Achama to preface in the sun. Kasavnu, we're gonna talk about it later on, guys. You have to wait till next year. Gotta wait till next year. Simon Shin Tesvov. Didn't say Bachol Pratov. And over there the Mishabura concludes, according to many post game. There's at least an isidra abundant of making a tent, and therefore a shomer nafshul mimachmer not to go with a parasol on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You see, this whole thing of not, people are so strict about umbrellas. It's not such a terrible avera. It's a big machlokas poskim, and the worst, it's a drabbanan on this. This is one of these hard ones you just accept that you don't really agree with. Okay. I mean, because some things are just, you know, common sense would dictate. It's ridiculous. No one would think that, you know, just having an umbrella over you is making a tent. But if you're taught with that as a five-year-old, you can't do it, then you accept it. But you'll see, it's not so simple. It's not that, not everybody says it's usher.
But nobody will do it.
Well, I don't know. And it says a shomer nafsho. You know a lot of things are shomer nafshos? You know, it's no worse than wearing a watch in Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah.
Okay? And a lot of people wear watches.
Yeah.
And no one would look askance at a guy wearing a watch. Right? So that's about the Shomer Nafsho. It's not saying you're going to bring a Korban Chatas for it. You're not going to say, Shomer Nafsho. There's opinions that say it's not, you shouldn't do it, so don't. You know,
It's also you being careful for community norms?
Whatever. Let's put it this way. If a person came in with a secular Jew came in, I wouldn't tell him anything about it. It's like, it's a big stretch. Anyway, next, Simen Kuf Nun Gimel. One second, I think we're... No, that's the next one. Surprisingly, there's nothing. Oh, just this little thing. Oh, he's waiting till Simon Shin Pes Vav. He ain't gonna touch it now, so we gotta wait next year. Next year. All right. So anyway, you can go in your hats. Now, a baseball hat.
It's pretty stiff.
Peak is pretty stiff.
But we already said there are those who are lenient with that.
It doesn't even go all the way around.
Even that hat. That's what I say. If you're not going to wear a baseball hat, then the Hasidim can't wear their hats. I mean, they do bend. It's not like it's that.
Yeah.
Even a baseball hat, you can bend. So then I would just say it's not Shabbos-tick to wear a baseball hat. I would assume it's not what covered Shabbos.
Even if it's black?
You know, I don't know. I mean, when do you wear those hats? When you're playing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say it's a fashion thing.
Yeah. Would you wear it to a wedding?
Did you ever see
a person wearing a baseball cap to a wedding?
These days.
I'm asking you. Have you seen it?
I don't know. I don't think so.
All right.
Thank God.
When they go to a concert, like to the orchestra, the theater, I don't know. I mean, if you're doing something respectful, right, it just doesn't fit in. All right, Mem Aleph. Lotzeis b'Shabbos b'kova sheberosho ha'asi lahage mipnei hachama. Okay, person to go out on Shabbos with a hat on his head to protect himself from the sun. Yesh mi sheomer, there are those who say she'asir mishum d'chayshinan. Some are afraid the reason you can't wear it, the wind may blow it off your hat, and then when you catch it, you'll carry it.
Right.
Unless it's very firmly affixed to your head, or it's deep, your head goes mamish into it. Mamish, not like the yeshivish hats. Yeshivish hats, your head doesn't go into it that much. Right? But only if it's and the wind isn't able to blow it off your head. Or it's tied underneath your neck.
Right.
Then you don't have to worry about anything. So if anything, that should be the reason you shouldn't wear yeshivish hats.
Because they might blow off.
They always blow off. Not that they might blow off. When don't they blow off?
Yeah. But you have that string that attaches to your body.
But nobody wears it with the string. I've never seen somebody wear it with the string. And they always blow off.
Oh, true.
So that's an interesting idea. Kuf Mem Gimel. Shasi lo again. Lafuke, and that means to exclude Stam Kova Shadam Nosal Rosha, a regular hat that you wear on your head to protect yourself. Ain loch, you don't have to be concerned yourself. The yesal, you might carry it. The vare lo yelach, you wouldn't go with a head that's uncovered. In other words, there's two aspects here. If you're wearing the hat as a hat and as a covering of your head to fulfill the mitzvah of covering your head and showing reverence for God, even if the wind would blow it off, you wouldn't go for Amos without your head being covered.
Right.
Here we're speaking where your head's covered already, let's say, and you're wearing it merely as a protection from the sun.
Yep.
So if the wind would blow it off, you might carry it if the wind blew it off. Okay. Now, v'zeh hakova min hagan hayalosis mil mala al kova kot. This hat and this halacha, you'd wear it on top of your kippah. From we can learn Shua didn't kovim shalano im no says some brishus harav im kova cut and kanog. So that's the hats we wear on top of our heads, where we have a kippa also on our heads. Yesisar she mahuda kavrish. You should be careful that they're really tight fitting on your heads. Shem yipum may go fall of us. So everyone say may go tal ramas. V'chaim bebreitel, back to the breitel. Shem minig bo lahakol, that the custom is to be lenient. Im no say kova cut and tachta, if you're wearing a keeper underneath, yizor shol yetsu bar shizram, you shouldn't go into shizram with it. Does tam ein hook, it's probably not so tightly fitting. So you have to be concerned. The hat would fly off and you'd carry it. Kavan shalo yia, because you wouldn't be bareheaded without it anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Kuf nendal v'shus harabim in a public thoroughfare. Betaz mashmada filu chutz la'eruv yesh lachmer. Even if it's not a v'shus harabim, but outside of an eruv, let's say in a carmelis. Because that was such a hat, you shouldn't go. V'ayim l'kam and look earlier in Simin Shum Gimel, Sif Yur Ches. Mashka Savna Shum Mishra wrote in the Mishabura there. There is referring to where women always go out with jewelry in Rishus HaRabim, and we judge them favorably. It's not a real Rishus HaRabim, etc., etc. Okay. Moving on. There's nothing there again. Nothing. Bem Aleph, right?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
So what does he say about our heads?
He says it's going to...
They blow up.
What's he saying? He says, already explained it. You remember? In Os Yud Zayin. Bum, 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 bum. Os Yud Zayin. This is, here he's speaking about, you know, pins that the weaver,
yeah,
tailor puts in his hat or something.
Probably like that feather in the band, too, that a lot of hats have.
He talked about medals and things like that, that soldier wears, if you remember, for honor. We're not afraid they're going to fall off. I don't see how that really...
This is practical.
In tag ziwi hamukhuber lebeged. They're just talking about where people put things on so people know what their profession is. You shouldn't wear it. Yeah, it's just an identifying marks, identifying pins or something. But if you sew it on, then it's a part of the bargain. But begging, that's okay. Something with soldier decorations and things like that that are connected. I don't know what that has to do with it.
Yeah. No.
He's just saying it should be very... I don't see why that... All right. I don't know what to tell you. I mean, you know, things can blow off, right? What about, you shouldn't go in the street with a kippah.
Yeah.
No, he said, the whole thing, because no one would walk 4 amos without a kippah. First of all, people do. What do? You have to run after the kippah.
Well, what are you supposed to do?
Your kippah blows off. What do you do? You don't walk? You're going 4 amos without your kippah.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you get it, you'll put it right on right away.
Yeah.
Okay, put it on right away. Get a hat, you might not put it on right away. I don't know.
Seems like a scratch.
Anyway, let's move on to Sif Membeis. Hamotzi Tfilin B'Shabbes B'Bizoyon. person's walking on the street and sees a pair of tefillin lying in a state of insult. Ooh. Right? B'makom shem yisham, in a place that's not guarded. Okay? In other words, you just see it on the middle of Bath Street. A car could run it over. Oy. Right? So we got to do something to make sure the tefillin don't be insulted.
Right.
Disgraced. So now, what would be the simplest solution? You can't carry tefillin or shusarabim. So what would be the simplest solution?
Put them on.
Put them on. Ooh. Wearing tefillin. What's the problem with that? We don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Would it be considered carrying? No, because it's considered an ornament, a spiritual ornament.
Yeah.
So you're wearing it. Wow. Let's say you find a shirt in the street. Could you put it on?
Yes.
Yeah, and walk with it. So those are the issues surrounding the tefillin. What are we going to do to save it?
Yeah.
So like this. If there's a danger to your life to put on tefillin, for example, the government made a rule you can't put tefillin on, you don't want to go in public with tefillin on,
right.
Then mechason, you cover them with a garment so that they don't be insulted. In other words, take something and cover it with it. That's assuming you've got something you can put on it. Let's say your jacket.
They think that you cover it over where it's laying?
Yeah.
You put it on and then cover it on you.
Put it up, cover it up where it's lying.
Okay.
And you go. And the assumption is no one's going to see the tefillin, no one's going to desecrate the tefillin. Okay. What if there's no danger to wear them? If they have straps, so you could tell it's tefillin, it's not an amulet. Mm-hmm. And they're tied up. No, but you can wear them. The machnis and zug zug derech labi, you should put each one on as you would wear it. Atshiach, I guess it's a few pairs of tefillin here. Let's say number pairs of tefillin. All right, so you put on each pair. Atshiach seven tefillin, you're covered in all of them. But what if there's a lot of pairs of tefillin?
Whole truckload.
Shelo yaspik lelovshin lachnis and zug zug. You can't put them all on. So you only can take some of them. So yachshich aleim, guard over them. Ad laila, stay guard until nighttime. If you even then bring them home afterwards. Ivimiyari lachshim lelis. What are you afraid to hang around till nightfall? Because the robbers.
Yeah.
It's a bad neighborhood. Then molicham pachas my brothers. Carry them less than 4 hours at a time. Take two steps, stop. Two steps, stop. It's the new pachas dance. Onos lechavero, or you pass it to your friend back and forth. Lechavero, lechavero, and the friend to the friend. Ad shem v'yelachotzer echizo, until you get to the outside courtyard, so nobody's really doing picking up and putting down by themselves. Very exciting halacha. When was the last time you found seven pairs of tefillin lying around in the street? But I guess it happened. Must have happened if the Shnorch is writing it. Kufnun hey, shegoshus lanech. They made a decree not to put him on. Hu yore gam kein laholicham biyoro pachas. He's also afraid to carry it less than 4 hours of time. Ukulam esus leiram. Because shiarkishu bosa this. If they're going to see he's carrying tefillin, he'll be in danger. So we're saying it's total danger. Then just cover it up. Kufnun vav shehem tefillin v'lo kameim. If they have straps, we know they're tefillin, they're not amulets. The aim of because they don't have straps, Amrina, people will mistakenly think the shema kameina that they are amulets. The Torah chadam upon me lasos kameya came tefillin. Sometimes people would make an amulet like a tefillin box. V'nafkamim, what's the difference? Shein tzarch l'shamran ulaham shichalim klo. Because amulets, you don't got to guard them. Vayin simin yud alf, I'm going to look at simin alf, I'm going to have rum, shakosh, nowadays, ein matzu lasos kameya kameina. No one makes amulets like tefillin anymore nowadays. Okay, now feel beilu sheinu lemetzus. So therefore, it's filling the don't have straps. Tzarchel panim l'shamel lahachshelam. You have to guard them until nightfall. Kufnan zayin v'enkshuras. They're tied up. Ritzonlam means to say she berosh yesh keshel rosh. There's a knot around the head. V'chein b'shel yad by the shel yad a keshel shel yad mesukan. The knot by the yad is proper karoy l'fimi does according to your measure and not too big. She heyochel levo. You can wear them. But if not tied, it's Shabbos. You can't make knots on Shabbos. You can't wear them because you can't make a knot. So you have to wait till nightfall to take them. But if they're okay and they're regular tefillin, suk, put on many pairs on. Kufnun hei, ches. So let me say, tefillin echad shal yad al yad, one tefillin shal yad on your hand. V'chein echad shal rosh al rosh, tefillin shal rosh on your head. Machnes ad l'mokam ha-mishtamer v'chotz, until you put on a place where it's guarded, and then take them off. Don't wear them all day long. Take it to your house, whatever. The first protected place, shul, maybe, and then take them off. Oh, then you go back and get the second pair. That's what he means. He's not saying you put five pairs on at the same time. Put one pair on, go to shul, come back, put another pair, run the shuttle. V'yachachoser machas wofen says, zugachar didn't do the same with another pair. V'yachachamilon Shabbos l'avzan tefillin. Shabbos not time for tefillin. V'yachamokon kederach shulovish b'chol lav b'chlal masu yalov tachshet. If you wear it like you wear it during a weekday, it's not considered a load, it's considered an ornament. Valbaltosi, you're transgressing, doing more than you're allowed to, because you don't put on tefillin on Shabbos. And if it's not, you're not transgressing. You're not planning on doing it for a mitzvah. You're just planning to save it, so it's not a problemo. Kosav Hamogen Avron, the Mogen Avram writes, the Isha Hamotzeis tefillin. What if a woman finds tefillin? Now, do women wear tefillin?
No.
Not in Orthodox shuls.
No.
You can go to the Kotel and find women putting on tefillin. That's a place you're going to find.
Yeah.
Often, unfortunately. Yeah. Anyway, Asur lachnisim b'Shabbos after. She's not allowed to wear them on Shabbos. They came in the inner regila nechma. Since she normally doesn't wear it on a weekday, Havli Masu Lagabo be a load for her. Therefore, he could ask a reformed woman to wear the tefillin on and take him somewhere.
Yeah, find a reformed woman.
Because then, you know, make sure, and she has her talus on, so then for sure, no one's going to suspect there's anything wrong, right? So there's a place, right? All right, the modern shilas the rabbis have to deal with nowadays. The yesh machronim, but there's achronim who disagree with this. Really, according to the Gemara, a woman is not prohibited to wear tefillin. She's not. It's not against the Torah, but it's just the custom is they weren't. So therefore, initially they shouldn't wear them. Lo mikri masagav. So it's not considered a load for them. And look in the Shar HaMelech, Perek Yutes, Chashav, Shemotzer, Beshita, Ksav, Yadarai, finds an opinion of the Ravid and the Rashra. Chomos that disagree that a woman can't even wear them at all. Rashba says she could. Okay, machlokas, if a woman could do it. Oh, Kasavagavagavagavagav also writes, Lashito Karn, his opinion, Dim Yotza, Isha, Betalis. But what if a woman goes out with a talis, with tzitzis and everything? Chayeves chattas, she brings a korban chattas. Because women usually don't wear it. Again, the reformer woman would not wear a korban. She's already done a million car races. She doesn't have to worry. She's a goner before we start. Alright? Since women usually don't go out with a talis, it's like a load. There's others who are arguing say she wouldn't bring a korban chatas. Kufnan test, shalol yaspik. If it's not enough, but if there's many pairs of tefillin, right? You wouldn't be able to bring them all in before Shabbos over. Don't wear them at all. Wait there at Alayla until nighttime and watch them, and then you'll bring them to safety. Okay. Oh, he wants to do Shin Mem Gimel also. We have to do Mem Gimel before we do the Peace Gate Shuvas because it's relevant. Okay, let's go with Mem Gimel then. That was tefillin. Now, what if you find something even holier than tefillin?
Holy.
Hamotzi Sefer Torah Basadis. Find a Sefer Torah in a field.
Whoa.
Imeno Shasakon. If there's no danger, then Yoshev Umeshamro Umasro. Just wait there till dark and watch it. That's the Rambam's wording. If there's a Sakona, you'll leave it according to the Rambam. Now, what about Vimhoyu Gishem Leroy? What if it's raining?
Oh,
and now they're going to become posel. Misatef Ba'or, wrap yourself up in the parchment. Vechozer Umachaso, and continue wrapping yourself up. v'nichaspo, and continue walking mit it. Whoa! All right, there's only one sifkatan. Kuf samach, kashav yorim, the rain is falling. Shetiskalkal, hasev service is going to get damaged. Hetirul isatik, they allow him to wrap it up, wrap himself up. But then you wear clothes on top of the Sefer Torah.
Yeah.
It's a walk. That's its honor. That shouldn't get messed up in the rain. If you don't cover it up, it's still going to. If you wrap yourself up with it, it will be wrecked up in the rain. I don't really want to do the Piskei Tshuvos. I don't really see what's going to be no gay here. I've never found tefillin in the street in my life.
Or
a Sefer Torah.
Thank God.
I'm not going to bother with this. And my wife doesn't wear a talus, so I'm not worried about it. Let's move on. Mem hey. Oh, 1 second. You know what? We didn't. Oh, Mem Dalid. Mem Dalid, a little one there. Real small one. With no Mishabur. Habala Hatzel Caliph, what do you want to save your garments from a fire? There's a fire in your house, and you can't carry outside the house. So what do you do? Got 10 shirts. You just brought them on sale from Moore's, half price. $90 shirts for $45. You got 10 pairs. What do you do? Lovesh kol mash yechol, put on as much as you can. One shirt on top of a shirt. The otef kol mashiachol zato, and wrap around what you can wrap around. Uposhet v'choser, and take it off and go back. V'lovesh motzi, wear as much as you can to save them all. Okay. Okay.
We did the fire thing before, didn't we?
Sure. Whatever. Let's move on. Mem hey, we're flying along today. We're covering ground. Me shenashu kevavayim. What if your clothes fell in the water? Holeich bohem. You can walk with them. Veina choishesh shema leischit. You don't have to worry. Maybe you're going to squeeze them. All right. Velo yishtachem l'nagvam. Don't spread them out afterwards for them to dry when you get home. Why? Because people will think you washed them. Oh, why is Schwartz hanging up the clothes? Wet clothes. I guess he washed them. Right? Shalo yachshu shekiv sam v'shabbos. We don't want people to think he washed them on Shabbos. V'afilu v'chadri chadrim. You can't even hang them on the line in the privacy of your own home. Shein shemrim, nobody's looking. Usher, you can't do that. Okay? But v'lo usher elish shalchum shabbos. Only we can't spread them out on Shabbos. Alim Shatam Ereshas, what if you spread them out on Erev Shabbos? Let's say you wash the clothes Friday afternoon. You're hanging them on the line Friday afternoon. You do that. Einachayv l'salgam Shabbos. You don't have to remember on Shabbos. I never really understood that. Because if you're worried about Maris Ayin, you know, Maris Ayin means that people either going to negatively think of you or think it's allowed to be done. So how does that change? If a person is not judging you favorably, he's not going to judge you favorably.
Yeah. Put on Friday.
Never understood that. Anyway, let's see the Mishnah Berurah on that. Kuf Samach Aleph. B'mayim. Bein al yedei may geshavim. Doesn't matter if they get wet because of rain. Oshanofel banar falls into the river. V'nis lachachol kelvin. His garments got wet. Holech bahem. Kuf Samach. He can walk with them. Shalo osru ala adam abagodim. Shalo v'shasam. The Torah doesn't prohibit you to wear wet garments. Even if only your garments were wet, he may wear them. That's assuming if you don't have any other clothes. Right? If you have clothes, we wouldn't put these on. But don't spread them out to dry. Magam said that's only if they get soaked in water you can't hang them out to dry. If they were soaked and totally soaked, the water got totally absorbed, they were soaking wet. But if just a little bit of water fell on them, the mudal shon, you can spread them out. The lechem echem shashach shirish kibzer. No one's going to think that you washed them because they don't see water dripping out from it. Many rabbis say, let's make a difference. You can never hang them up. Kuf samach tava filu ubegodim ham melap pefim. Behem tinoka shekoin vindlin. I think diapers?
Diapers, yeah.
Mutal shakam avations. Now, you may spread them out to dry. Vafilu bachama bachatzer, even in the sun, even in the courtyard. The kevin deshalem gam tsoyasakon. Since they have the excrements of the kids, im kemucha shol kibson. Obviously, you didn't wash them. Velekach shad, there's no concern. What? I don't get it.
You'd wash them up, hang them up dirty?
Because they have, I guess you're hanging them up dirty. I guess the kid, you know, messed them up on Shabbos. And even if there is no excrement on them, you'd be allowed to spread them out. Unless they're completely soaked in urine. Everyone knows that kids make diapers, and we hang them out, not because we wash them. In other words, people will know that it's a dirty diaper, then it's okay. But don't put them next to the stove, where it's very hot. You can't even do it in the privacy of your home. The reason is, the rabbis did not make a difference in their decrees. You're going to do it in the privacy house, you do it outside your house. Kasva Tosis Varosh, the Tos and the Rush right. It's only in a place where we're concerned that people will think you performed a biblical prohibition. Go on, Kamba Kivas, like hereby washing. Then there's an Isra Filu Bechadre Chadorim in the privacy of your home. The only thing that, if at worst people would think you transgressed the Rabbanon, Afilu Mash Isra Roy, even though people will think you did it, Lachmir Lesser, they're not going to be so strict, even before us, only if it's publicly, but not in the privacy of your own home. And the Mung of Ram brings this down, and the Taz of the Ram. So it matters if it's suspicion of a biblical versus rabbinic. Kuf Samav, oh, sir? Okay, and therefore, Alontis, a towel. Shemavir Ber Shabbos, Kishul, Lach, Libes, Amerchas. You're bringing from the bath, you went to the mikveh. You know, Erev Shabbos. You went Erev Shabbos to the bathhouse. And now you're carrying it home. Yishtachenu lenagvo miviyom. Spread it out to dry before Shabbos. Don't wait till after Shkia. Look later on Simon Shimon Beis. The Mukhsham of the Pierce. The Imhut Sarach. If you need it, Lamachav. The next day, the Tzarach Shabbos. Shabbos. Yishtachu Shabbos Beis. Meshmash. You could hang it up in a shmashas. Achizor Shal Yishchen. But be careful not to squeeze. Let's say it's your only towel. You don't have any other towel. Ein Achayv Lesalkun. Kuf Samach Zion. What's that one on? If you put on Erev Shabbos, you don't have to take it off afterwards. Even though everyone can see it, it's okay. Why? What's the difference? But the main concern is when you spread on Shabbos. Then there's an assumption people think you washed it on Shabbos. Then keep some asking. If you washed it on Friday, you would have put it up on Friday. They're not going to say it fell in the water. Nobody knows this. I guess when they see you putting it up on Shabbos, they assume that you washed it on Shabbos. They're not going to assume it fell. But if you did it before, then they're not going to assume that. Okay. Covered quite a bit of ground today.